Hi, welcome back for another week of Fashed. I'm Natalie, your writer and host of this podcast. And this week, I wanted to go over the investigation into Shein that was done by Channel 4, which is a UK broadcaster, because there's been a ton of articles out on it, and it really uncovered a lot of really important information. So before we get started with it, I think probably most people listening on here know, but in case you don't, if you're a new listener, this podcast, I have said this a couple times at least in the past. I really want this podcast to be for everyone, whether you are an industry veteran or you are, you know, this is the very first thing you've ever listened to about fashion. So just to briefly go over a little bit about Shein. Shein is an ultra fast fashion company. They release thousands of new products every single day, which is of course very bad for the environment, just producing that quantity. And also the way they produce is very harmful to the garment workers producing all of these items, which has been talked about a bunch in the past. And if you are newer to these kinds of discussions, you can always feel free to reach out through the contact information in the show notes, and I will be happy to share like some other information besides the investigation if you would like. But just to give you a small idea of the scale that they're producing at, I was going to save this for Fact Friday this week, but it fits in, and I feel like it's probably better to not give this company any more attention than is absolutely necessary. But I actually saw this on one of their job postings on LinkedIn. So they're like advertising this as like something that they are really proud of, that they produce at these completely irresponsible levels. But they said in this job posting, kind of like, you know, the about the company section or whatever it's called, that they release over 6,000 new fashion, beauty, or lifestyle products every day and have over 600,000 products available on their website, which to me, besides all of these sustainability and ethical labor issues, like, it doesn't even make sense to have that many products, because who could ever get through viewing that many if you're like scrolling through online shopping anyways? But that is besides the point. And getting back to the investigation now, this was done by Channel 4, like I mentioned, and I really wanted to actually watch the original coverage, but when you go onto their website, there's some kind of issue. I think, I forget what exactly it said, but you either had to like make an account with a UK address or have like a UK TV provider or something like that, which sadly I do not, though I would love to. But so to kind of get this information, I looked at a couple of different articles. One is from The Cut, one is from Marie Claire UK, and one is from Thread, to gather this information to share with you. And as always, I will have them linked in the show notes for you. And I will do a follow-up episode to this if I find a way to watch this investigation and think that there's some extra stuff you guys should know about. So this investigation was especially important because it's the first time someone has managed to utilize hidden cameras inside actual workplaces, factories where their employed workers are. And the journalist that conducted this investigation was Iman Imrani. Hopefully I pronounced that right, but I will also have their name in the show notes as well. And basically, there was just a lot of very concerning information found during this investigation, which I will just try to summarize for you now from those articles. And just a note here, these articles were published, like I mentioned, both in the US and UK. So currency comparisons will differ a little bit, but either way, it really just gives you an idea of like the extremely low wages offered to Shein factory employees. So one of the first things I wanted to mention was that it was found that in one of the Shein factories, employees are only paid the equivalent of $556 per month. And that for some reason, this is why I wish I could have actually watched it, but their first month's pay is withheld. And so the entire first month that they are working with Shein, they aren't receiving any payment. I don't know if they eventually get that payment or if it's some kind of like fee. I'm not sure, but either way, they're not getting any money for the first month that they're working. And in these factories, the most highly paid employees make around 500 pieces of clothing per day. And that's like those are the people making the $500 per month. So it's like hard to even imagine. They're not even making like a dollar per piece each day of clothes or anything. It's just such a low wage. And some of the employees, it was mentioned, don't even receive salaries, but the equivalent of just 3 pence per garment, just such low payment. And then it was said in another factory, workers were paid only the equivalent of 4 cents per item. And in both of these factories, there were horrendous conditions placed upon the garment workers, many of which violate labor laws in China, which that is where Shein produces. And for example, some employees had two-thirds of their daily wages taken away if they made mistakes on clothes. So I'm not sure, kind of what the level of the mistakes are, but if you can imagine kind of how little pay they are already being offered, and then if, people are human, people make mistakes all the time, and to have someone kind of catch that and then take away what little payment you are being given. And they also found that many employees were working up to 18-hour days, which adds up to be over 120-hour weeks, which is extremely over the legal amount of work in China per week, which is 40 hours a week. So these are just a few, I'm sure, of the main points that came out of this investigation. These are kind of the ones that came up over and over again throughout all of the articles that I read, and it just really gives you a sense of how little value these giant fast fashion companies really have for the people making their clothing. So yeah, I thought this is actually a very, very short main episode, but we've had some longer ones, and I thought that this was something very important that I wanted to share. So that's all we've got for this episode. And like I said, if I do find a way to watch this, I will definitely post a follow-up with anything else. And in the meantime, I will talk to you guys again tomorrow for Fact Friday. We will definitely be moving on from Shein now. And if you have time, I would love it if you could leave any kind of review for FashEd, either a star rating or if you have time to actually write out a review on Apple Podcasts. That really, really helps the podcast grow and be shown to more people who might enjoy learning about fashion with us. So, yeah, that's it for this episode. I'll talk to you guys again soon.